Good evening and welcome to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm Nompumelelo Siziba. This show is brought to you by Nedbank Business Banking. David Shapiro of Sasfin Securities is going to be giving us an update on the markets. Eskom has reported a 1.3 billion rand profit in its interim results. However, it's warning that come the end of the financial year, March 2020, it's likely to register a net loss of 20 billion rand. We're going to be catching up with the CFO on that one. Digital bank TymeBank says it's hit its 1 million customer milestone after having formally launched in February this year. We're going to be speaking to the CEO of that company in a moment. And what does it take for a company to be a responsible corporate citizen? Well, who better to tell us than the guru on corporate governance himself, that is Professor Mervyn King. We're going to be talking to him. And in our bi-monthly exchange, we get some perspective on international and South African economic and financial developments with FXTM. And in our SME of the week, we speak to the inventor of a messaging platform, Synapse, that aids in the more efficient care of stroke patients.
In the trenches of business, it's easy to lose sight of what matters. So partner with the bank that sees the bigger picture. Nedbank Business Banking.
European markets approach their day's end in the red, while in the United States, markets there are closed due to the celebration of Thanksgiving. However, just to reflect on their close yesterday, it was a case of equities hitting yet more all-time highs. Here at home, the All-Share Index declined on the day by 0.84% to 55,702 index points, with the main laggards being the financial and industrial counters, which fell by 1.2% and 0.98% respectively. The Rand is fairly steady, while a tad firmer against major currencies, trading around 14.75 against the US dollar, 16.24 vis-a-vis the euro, and 19.04 against the British pound. Well, to break down what's been happening on the markets for us, I'm joined on the line by David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities. Thanks very much, David, for joining us, as always. So I suppose with the US markets out of action today, it's been a low volume day in global markets. And what's driving the weakness in European markets today?
Well, there's concerns that Trump, having signed this bill that shows support for Hong Kong, could derail the trade talks. Markets are not really responding to it. I think it's more a media statement than a market statement. I think markets just taking it in its stride and saying this is not new news. We've known about this for some time already. And while China might let off steam, I don't think they're going to really respond. So we haven't seen any major turnaround. But you know, markets have run so much now that there's bound to be a period of consolidation, which means just a bit of rest and selling off. I think we've got a half a day in the US tomorrow. I think trade's going to be very, very low as well. But still, look, we're record territory there. Here, we're seeing the opposite. I think a bit of nervousness creeping in, which is genuinely around the economy.
Yes.
You know, when markets were low recently, I think a lot of people came in and, when markets were running a bit, they all came in and took what they thought were bargains, market ran up, and as it retreats, I think they've all spent their money now and haven't got more to actually support the market as it comes back. More, you know, we're seeing more sellers than buyers at the moment, and a lot more losers than gainers. We're going into a difficult period.
Yeah, I saw an interesting statistic. I don't know where the data comes from, whether it comes from the JSE or what, that foreign investors sold out 300 billion rands worth of equities and bonds year to date, that is from the beginning of the year up to now. And when you compare it to last year, the figure there was 127 billion rands. So it tells a story.
Yeah, it does.
You're going to elaborate.
What I mean is, you can't escape the fact that our market has been under pressure. And, you know, no matter how good managers are, no matter how they cut costs and make things more efficient, if you're not selling on the top line, if you're not selling more goods, if the consumers are not there, if business is not investing, then it's bound to start telling on your on your bottom line. And we see it from the results that come through every day, the stress that businesses are under. And eventually, you know, after years and years of this, I think it just just destroys the basic foundation of a company. Mm. You know, we've seen that. I was looking at stocks today. I call it stocks now. SSK, what's that? help me.
I don't know. I can't think.
Stefanuti. I lost it for a second. It used to be Stefanuti stock. So
yes.
Stefanuti, which was a big company.
The construction.
You know, one of the big construction companies there, has a market cap of 22 million. That's nothing.
Sure.
That's zero. We've seen a venge. So all these businesses, the PPCs, et cetera, are reflecting the underlying problems that are facing our economy. And that's what's happening. At the top end of the market, the market's doing okay. If you look at volumes today, the value, it wasn't too bad. It was about over 16 billion. It's still a low day, but with America closed, one would have thought that it would have been lower.
Mm.
But the problem is that 23% of that, in other words, a quarter of that, is made up of Naspers and Prosus, one company. So take it away, there's very little underlying trade.
Yeah. David, obviously there's a little bit of company news that's been coming out. I think this one was an item that came out yesterday, Brait. They made announcements, quite a lot, looking to raise capital from shareholders and also overhauling assets in the United Kingdom. And also a private equity company called Ethios coming in and possibly, buying up a big chunk of them. Just speak to all of those dynamics and whether you think those are good moves.
Well, this is a company which has completely destroyed its value. If we go back 3 years, just over, this was trading at 170 Rand a share.
Mm.
It's now trading at, less than 20 Rand a share.
Sure.
So, and all of that came through complete destruction of their investments, one of which was New Look, which was a fashion group that they bought in the UK and hoped to expand into China. And the huge losses that they've taken have completely destroyed the underlying value of this business. So what they're trying to do is they've got other investments like Virgin Active, like the health clubs. They've got Premier, which used to be one of the big competitors, still is a competitor of Tiger Brands. Just to give you a comparison of what it was, this was Premier Milling. And then Iceland Foods in the UK as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is that they haven't got the base on which to actually recover. So what they intend doing is raising money. Christo Wiese is not following his rights, which will allow Ethos to come in and hopefully recapitalize it and go back to what it used to be, which was a private equity firm.
Yes.
At the moment, it's an investment holding company. And I would assume they're going to get rid of these businesses or try to sell them, raise a bit of cash, and then go back to its basics, which was its legacy, which was a private equity firm.
So Nampac came out with its results, and we know that the CEO of Nampac is the gentleman who's going to move to Eskom, André de Ruyter. And so some people are saying because they didn't come out with very good results and they haven't been doing so well, that is Nampac, they're making parallels about his performance at Eskom. Do you think that's fair?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a look. I don't know the inside track at Nampac, but this is a business that is he probably went to try and rescue. It's been under enormous pressure.
Yeah.
It used to be, packaging was a big part of the South African economy. We had companies like Consol and Kohler and Melbeck and Nampac and that. All of them providing the packaging for what was a much stronger, much stronger economy.
Yes.
Subsequent to that, I think for various reasons, I think expansion into Africa, also competition coming from abroad. We we've seen it in a company like Impact and a local Impact. They've been under a lot of pressure and just can't seem to get it right. But I don't think anybody expected the kind of result that we've seen from Nampac. And I think this is at a 28-year low. You're talking about prices. I mean, that's what's happened to the basic businesses. A lot has to do with the issues that they're facing in Angola. And these were supposed to be expansion areas. So was André de Ruyter responsible for that? I can't make that call.
Yeah.
He was a top man at Sasol, and I suppose we're going back to that reputation rather than his Nampak reputation in the hope that he can do something at Eskom.
All right, David, we're going to leave it there, my dear. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll be speaking to you next week, hopefully. That was David Shapiro. He's the Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.